This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Okay. Anyway. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. This is a different night tonight, so we're going to kick off the night with the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I am all right. It's a different evening tonight. I sort of expected the Democrats to calm down by now. I see no indication of that. With the NRA, is there a lot of laughter going on up there? Are they a little concerned? What's going on right now?
Well, I don't think anybody's laughing when you take a look at the Democratic Party and the stalemate they're trying to create. I mean, they're not even participating in the nomination of this cabinet, which goes a long way to show you the trouble that we've been having for years and years, probably 8 to 10 years, with getting government to function properly. I think the NRA, when you're dealing with the firearms rights, oh, and by the way, Wayne LaPierre being in the White House today with Donald Trump, I guarantee you there are heads spinning all over America. And so I thought that was kind of humorous. When was the last time you saw the NRA in the White House?
It's been a while. When was the last time the NRA was in the White House?
You know, I can't even remember. Maybe in the Bush years. I know in the Reagan years for sure. But it's kind of amazing. And the government just has to try to start working, and that's a problem. And when they won't even show up to work and they start boycotting things, come on, people. We voted you and we sent you to Washington to create the country that, you know, that we were promised by the founding fathers and their founding documents. This is ridiculous. How can they pout, and what do they think is going to be accomplished? You know, and I get a kick out of old Chucky Schumer crying. You know, people die in Benghazi, thousands are killed, 9/11 doesn't shed a tear, but oh my God, you know, fire the attorney general or keep some people waiting at the airport is all it came down to for vetting and start crying. And, you know, one thing I noticed is that on Twitter, fake news is infiltrating Twitter. I got all these tweets, and I very seldom respond to a tweet, but I had to when somebody says there's going to be 500,000 Americans affected and veterans affected. I said, come on, get off it. I said, I'll give you 120 days to prove to me that anybody was affected. Again, they're trying to set the tone and bring their own lying talking points. And I think we're seeing that more and more and more. And folks, we need to put our feet on the throats of everybody that we elected and make sure that they do what they promised they're going to do. Donald Trump so far is following through, but the rest of Congress has to put on their big boy pants, yank them up, and start going. It's time.
Now, there's been a lot of talk as far as this what Trump is doing right now. There's been a lot of talk about which, for some reason, nobody seems to want to acknowledge. But with the Islamists, what they've been looking at doing is this soft takeover of the United States. Not a violent one, because they would get cut to ribbons. They're trying to do a soft one. And, I mean, they've had all kinds of, I mean, there was some Jordanian prince that got out there and said, this is not what you think it is. These people aren't here. And most of these Syrians, for example, when you look at the Syrians that are in Europe right now, most of them aren't actually Syrian. They're Afghani, they're Somali, and they're something else. So it's not the Syrian refugees that are running from combat because they can't extricate themselves from the combat zone.
Right.
So why is that such a hard thing to fathom?
You know, you think about it, the proof and the fact that we can be taken over from within, of course they're going to come over and infiltrate in society. We've seen it happening already. We've seen them, the lone wolf attacks, they come out, and you know that they're prepared for something greater if they want to be. And it's foolish for us to think, as common sense human beings, that they're not going to use this to get into America. It makes no sense whatsoever for people to object to at least want to give another 90 days, 60 days to allow us to try to find out who these people are. There's no record-keeping systems in these countries. There's no way to track these people. They need to be vetted. They need to be questioned day after day to see if what they're telling us is the truth. You know, there's another attack on a ship I saw in the news. The Iranians, they think that the Iranians thought it was an American ship, the USS Cole-style attack. This is right. A different world we're living in, and why do we want to welcome with open arms people that want to kill us?
I don't know. There's what's this guy's name? Mudar Zahran. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's a leader of the Jordanian opposition coalition, now living as a refugee in Britain, and he considers himself an Orthodox Muslim, but he says that the refugees must be returned to whence they came, because, as he puts it, most of the Syrians that are actually making it over, making it to Europe and making it here, are not coming from a war-torn area. They're actually coming from a safe area. They're coming here to further expand with Sharia and or, you know, have some ISIS fighters sprinkled in amongst them. So,
well, you know, Bill, it's no surprise if you read their document, if you read their form of a Bible. I mean, that's their game plan. It
sure.
Has been our game plan. You go back to the Barbary Coast. When we stopped it back then, that's what it was all about then. And we shouldn't be shocked and we shouldn't be surprised that they don't want to sing Kumbaya and hold our hands. And the quicker that we realize that, and the quicker that these progressives, and I'm not sure when it's taken to heart, if they don't understand it as well as we do, and maybe it's the pushback they want to do, because certainly you can't oppose something you believe in. So maybe they're opposing it on the surface. You'd like to think so. I mean, some of these people are as dumb as I guess we think they are, and others aren't. But it's important that we keep the dialogue up and we support Donald Trump everywhere we can, because he's saving the union right now, as far as I'm concerned.
One thing that I put out last night, the calculation is sort of simple for those from the Middle East who are warning us about letting these people in. They're saying that there's possibly on a conservative side, 0.1% that comes into the nation that might be jihadists. And if 1 million enter a nation, like say Germany is right now, that means that 1,000 jihadists are in Germany. And I just keep going back to Chris Dorner, the LAPD cop that went rogue, how he single-handedly shook them to the core. So think of 1,000 Chris Dorners running around.
Oh, absolutely, and none of this is surprising, like we said before, and that's all it takes. But you know what's even more striking? The other people in Saudi Arabia, they don't want them. They don't want their own people. And I always thought the refugees were coming over to get a break, to take a breath until things settle down in their own country. And I always assumed we kind of let them go back.
Right.
And said, you know what, you can go back home now. The danger's over, and it seems to me that the Obama administration said, you know what, come on over, the welfare is waiting, I have a great medical plan for you, you know, bring everybody.
Bring everybody. Let me do a little selling, if you would be so kind. Second call defense, if you're not a member, you should be a member. If you have a gun for any particular reason that has to do with defense, they are the ones you need to be aligned with. Secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
And once again, joining me, the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. How are we looking on the bylaws?
I'm not sure. There's a mixed amount of support, but I believe from what I've been reading online and all the different sites that they're going to pass. Certainly, we need everybody to vote. You know, people are kind of confused about the purpose of the changes and what they're for. They're not circling the wagons. They're making sure that we can protect the NRA that we have. Essentially, the NRA allows anybody with a membership to recall anybody on the board or any of its officers. There isn't a company that allows that to happen anywhere. It's expensive to do, and all Bloomberg has to do is buy a membership and start recalling everybody, and then it's just they won't get it done, but the time and expense. And then buy 300 or 400 life memberships, show it at an annual meeting, and start changing the bylaws. There's things that have been in there for years and years since the 1800s that need to be changed, and for the most part, they're just an update. So I hope people realize that and take some time to read it. It's good for the NRA. It's good for its membership. That's my view. Of course, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and that's the great thing about the National Rifle Association. You know, the members do have the ability to guide the ship, so to speak.
Well, I mean, when I was looking at them, what I was thinking was that this was a defense against somebody coming and weaseling their way in and then working their way back out.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that was something that we all realized last year when the failed attempt to recall Grover Norquist.
Now, what about how are we looking on our reelection effort here?
You know what? That's anybody's guess. I wish I could read those tea leaves, and I wish I had the crystal ball. I just have to keep running fast and hard, and I've been on radio shows all over the place. I was on an interesting thing last night. It was a live stream on Facebook, and right. I was in New Mexico principally because, folks, if you have the chance to live in New Mexico, travel to New Mexico, do whatever you can to get to the State House Saturday by 10 o'clock Mountain Time, because the moms demand action, and the Bloomberg bus pulled up on Tuesday for hearings. They flooded the building with moms demand action, talking about universal background checks, a screwed up bill, more screwed up, I think, than what appeared in Nevada. But they're pushing it. Bloomberg's there for money, and we just need to get the gun people in the room. Now, it happened during the middle of the week, and most of us work. But most of the people that Bloomberg pays to be there, that buses them in, aren't working. So Saturday is a chance for everybody to call their senators, call their state reps, and show up and just be counted and speak if you want to. There's going to be people there. Make sure you get there probably around 9:30 so you can get a seat in the building and you're not left outside. But I have an article going out. I want to make sure we get as many people as we possibly can to New Mexico. This is just, they find all of a sudden they find a state that's in session for 1 month. They find a state that's controlled by Democrats, the House and the Senate. Thank God there's a Republican governor who's vetoed some anti-gun bills, but you can't rely on her doing this again unless you start packing the state house, and then she'll fill some a little bit of Wheaties in her when she goes to veto that. So make sure you do all you can, anybody can get to New Mexico, to stop this. If you have any questions, 513-484-0142, and I'll give you a little rah-rah speech. I'll get you in touch with the right people if you need somebody to go talk to.
Is the governor of New Mexico still Martinez?
Female. I'm not sure the last name.
I thought it was Martinez, but I'm not sure.
It could be. We need somebody out there faster on Google and hit us up in the chat room.
Couldn't from the federal government side. Now, what was the problem? And we got about 3 minutes, I think, for this answer. But what was the problem with Nevada to where Nevada could not partake in the universal background checks between Nevada and the FBI? What was the whole? I lost the details on that.
It's purely unenforceable. There was no way to prove who had the guns, to get registration. It was a mess, and it was unenforceable. You're looking at the thing, and there's nothing that can be done to enforce that law or to check that check for enforcement of the law. Similar to the Colorado magazine capacity ban. They're not stamped when they were produced, so how in the hell are you going to know when they were produced? Similar like that.
Yeah, they still sell those. I don't know why Magpul pulled out. They could have just set up shop there, and because nothing really changed. And I mean, the cops are looking the other way, and the people are looking the other way, and the shop owners are looking the other way. And I don't see there has not been one arrest from that law. Not one.
And you know what's amazing is every sheriff in the state of Colorado, say two, filed a lawsuit saying this is unenforceable and we don't want it. And then, of course, I got kicked out of overstanding, but, that's the way it is. And it seems to me Bloomberg has launched a couple people now, paid people, to watch gun bills and to fight against gun bills real quick. And I think that a lot of those Democrats are realizing that it was a mistake, and he's trying to shore up resistance. So I think some of the gun bills and the repeal of the magazine ban, which is going to make it through the Senate, the House is a problem because it's fully controlled by the Democrats. I'm thinking they're sensing weakness now. Because of that weakness, I think that's why Bloomberg has heard traces and whispers, and so he's spending money to have people full-time in Colorado. So that's something we need to think about.
How much did they outspent you guys 22-1 when you guys were in the grassroots, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, with what Laura Carno did and Tim Knight did and everybody else over there, they didn't stand a chance in hell. But you know what? It froze over and they won.
Yeah. Yeah, this is becoming a money-making thing. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit about the folly of universal background checks with you, if I could.
Okay. I might get emotional, so be prepared. I get fired up when I talk about universal background checks.
Well, as long as you don't start crying like Schumer.
No, I won't do that.
Second call defense. If you're out there and you're carrying a gun, and you have to use your gun for self-defense, this is going to change everything in your life. And Second Call Defense is going to be standing there ready for you if that comes. That's one of the privileges of membership. They're going to help you psychologically. They'll help you get your carpets cleaned. They'll get your guns back. They'll defend you in civil court. Everything under the sun, every factor that comes into play. Because there's a lot of things that go into play when you shoot somebody. Second Call Defense will be standing by you when that happens. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Clark.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you, coincidentally, by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Yes, if you take that step, yes, you have increased your readiness coefficient. Joining us again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Does it start all over again? I mean, why don't these states that consider universal background checks also consider that they're going to have a registry to go with it to make that actually work? Nobody pick that up? I mean,
what's interesting about New Mexico is all the enforcement provisions, all of the registration provisions, those are seemingly missing from the bill. And I had talked to the people that are fighting this hard last night. So when something like that happens, I'm thinking, you know what? They know it's never going to pass if they put the provisions in there during the committee about registration, because truly registration is the only way it works. So then I'm thinking, well, I wonder if they're going to do a floor amendment. After it's too late, it's through committee, and they can't argue about it anymore. And all of a sudden, they do a floor amendment, and they attach some amendments to make it enforceable. So I'm not quite sure what they're doing with that bill yet, but you have to understand that Bloomberg has the money for his attorneys, and I'm sure they've looked at their past mistakes. But, you know, it's so ridiculous that they don't understand what they're presenting. They don't understand that if you and I are out hunting and I want to cross a fence and I hand my shotgun to you to cross the fence and effectuate a transfer, really, I'm a felon. And so those ridiculous things like that, and I say this over and over again, the only way that a universal background checks is with mandatory registration. It's the only way you can prove whose gun is whose and where you went to. So I always say that universal background check means universal registration, means universal confiscation. Look it up. Everywhere registration has ever been implemented in the world, at any time in the world, it always leads to confiscation. And for us to think that we're any better and we're so much more pristine, can you imagine what Hillary would have done in the White House if she was given universal background check in every state and gun registration? We've seen what gun registration has done with AR-15s in Long Island. They went door-to-door in Long Island for a time until people, you know, basically put a stop to that. Why we think we as a country are so much better than the rest of the world sometimes is beyond my imagination. Because you know what? You and I are. But the people that somehow are still living in the swamp of Washington, D.C., they don't care. They want our guns, and they don't stop until they get them. Why, when you're Bloomberg and you have all the money that you would ever need for 20 lifetimes, why do you want to start picking on the gun owner? Well, it all comes down to power and control, and that's what they want. And, folks, the minute you give them the opportunity to take control, they're going to do it. And that's why we fight, and we got to fight every state this comes to. And I've said this before, our constitutional rights are borderless. And if we don't stop and stomp on Bloomberg everywhere he goes, guess what? He's going to knock on your door next. It happened in Colorado, you know, in Virginia, in Pennsylvania, Ohio. He makes his rounds until it sticks. He has the resources and the money to keep doing it. So that's why we don't rest.
Well, now in Washington State, I-594, they're also seeing a lot of non-compliance. Not necessarily to where people are walking around picketing going, hell no, we won't go or anything like that, but where it's just being ignored.
Right. And you know what? And I always say that, remind people of this too. The laws are on the books. They can choose to enforce the laws whenever they want to. When they get their brown shirts in or when they get, you know, or whenever there's civil unrest and all of a sudden, you know, you're talking about martial law, then things like that can be implemented because it's legally allowed to be happen. It's on the books. So, you know, we've got the registration here, you got the owners in place. And so when they can choose to have it happen, you know, they can really pull the trigger on that, so to speak, whenever they want to. So we have to remember that. It's like the UN Arms Trade Treaty. Sure, there's going to come a point in time it's sitting there waiting. It may not be in my lifetime when the right Senate is in place, but trust me, the people that know it's there, when they have the power to make sure that's going to take the full effect of the law, they'll do it. That's the only reason why it's sitting there waiting. There's so many things like this that are sitting there waiting, and that's why I'm proud of Donald Trump. I wish he could have got the burn barrel going. I wanted that, but he's signing the executive orders stopping the madness. And it's not until he signs an executive order that I said, really? Obama did that? We didn't even know what he was doing to us. We had no idea what was being done to us as Americans.
Now, with the Arms Trade Treaty, though, if they take it up and put it up for a vote and it fails to ratify, it's gone then, right?
You know what? I'm not sure if it's brought to a vote and they vote not to ratify it. I don't know if it could be brought up again or not. I don't know the answer to your question. I'm not sure.
There was a treaty that was it was never ratified, but it was a treaty on treaties. I think out of Versailles when Nixon was still president, and that said that a treaty would have to be enforced unless it failed to ratify. As long as once the UN generated or something like that, you know, I'm looking at Russia and China. Russia and China is never going to comply with that, and we're Benghazi was about gun running, and we were the ones supplying the bad actors. So, and that was post Arms Trade Treaty. So, maybe not post Kerry signing it, but it's been around for a while. So,
hey, when you're talking about that, that'd be nice to get it up and vote it down. But when you start talking about Arms Trade Treaties and things, it reminded me, we can't forget Brian Terry. We can't forget Fast and Furious. We need to dig that up. Someone needs to be punished. Someone needs to be held accountable in the United States government for what they did to the Terry family and all the deaths that have occurred since then. And that's something that I want to start rattling the cage on that again, because just because these yahoos are seemingly safe at home doesn't mean they shouldn't be drugged back into the limelight and they shouldn't be punished for what they did. I never want to forget the Terry family. You know, we all had a stake in that. And now if we buy a certain number of semi-automatic firearms in the border states with Mexico, we get special reports filed on us through the ATF. Well, that came out of Fast and Furious. We got to remember it was a continuing criminal enterprise by the Obama administration to illegally traffic in guns. I think someone should be tried under RICO for operating a continuing criminal enterprise and be punished. And we need to dig that up again. So all you listeners, you got my phone number, call me, because I want to start getting something going on that. We can't forget that.
Well, that's true, too. Paul Lathrop in the chat room is saying that they were Fast and Furious guns in Paris for that attack. So they are spreading around, and they're going to be the gift that keeps on giving for some time. I personally think that Eric Holder should get a new wardrobe and a new address.
You know what? I got a perfect pink jumpsuit for him.
Pink, that would be very nice. All right, let me do a little selling here, if you'd be so kind, sir. Second call defense. When you shoot somebody, you're going to go through a bunch of, if you shoot somebody in self-defense, you're going to go through a lot of physiological changes rapidly. And one thing that second call defense does, the whole reason they're set up the way they are, you first call the police and then you call them. And they're going to work on you while they're on the phone with you to bring you down, because you're going to be at a very heightened state of a adrenaline dump, unlike the likes of which you've never experienced before in your lives. Hopefully never get to experience. And that's the beauty of what they do. One more time, we're going to hand this back to GCN with Mr. Maloney. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Indeed, you are. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. Are you happy with Mr. Gorsuch?
You know what? Boy, I couldn't have made a better choice. He is an amazing person. I've read his opinions over the years. I mean, he's had some great opinions. He's true blue. And whenever you're going to be fly fishing with a person that you're replacing on the Supreme Court, certainly it's the right choice. And if you look at him historically, I mean, 10 years ago, he flew through the process of the Senate unanimously. And now it's going to be interesting what they're going to try to dig up. And you know, there's going to be somebody that finds a pubic hair somewhere in a Coke. You know, that's going to happen all over again. You think about how they got someone to lie about, Anita Hill to lie about, you know, Justice Thomas. Things like this will happen again because they have no other choice. But God, he's a great person. He's a bright person. He's a smart person coming from Colorado, and his opinions have been impeccable, just not on firearms, but all the way around. And he's a strict constructionist, and he believes that the Constitution is what it is. It means what it said then, and it means what it says now. And that's what we need. We don't need some living, breathing document that Justice Ginsburg wants to try to interpret from day to day to suit their purposes. So he's the right choice at the right time, and I'm just waiting for the second one now to get him passed, and let's make some real changes.
Now, for some reason, the Democrats, you know, I think they're going to expand. They're going to fall on the sword for the wrong thing, aren't they? And it's going to be this guy.
Well, you know what? I think they are. But I think this is the wake-up call. I think this past election was a revolution, and people are going to be looking at these folks, and there's a midterm election coming up soon. And they're acting like a bunch of spoiled brats. They're crying and they're whining for no reason. You know, I looked at Nancy Pelosi doing her little protest, and I'm thinking, well, it's one thing to elect somebody, but why hasn't someone committed her? She's a nut. And it just kills me. And then these people are, you know, actually crying. It just kills me. You know, 5-10 years ago, but it was a good choice. It's a good choice for America. And the thing is, Bill, it's a good choice for all Americans. You know, that's what we need. We need three co-equal branches, and the judicial branch is very important, and we need the proper people with integrity on the Supreme Court. And I believe Donald Trump did a great job in picking him. And we need to support him like we need to support a local gun issue that's being run in our state houses. Because ring the phones, people, call. In fact, I'll send you a piece for you to post on your website where it's easy to type in where you live, and it'll give you your senator's phone numbers and email addresses, and it's really easy to shoot them an email and call and leave a message. Because when it takes them, their staffers, 4 hours to go through the answering machine every morning when they come in and work, they get the message.
Now, considering the fact that we see what they're doing right now with the cabinet, which every one of those people is going to get confirmed.
Right.
Thank you, Harry Reid. The other thing is that Harry Reid set up the thermonuclear option, which is where they go with a simple majority to confirm a Supreme Court justice, which they would raise all kinds of roof over and everything else. But what's looming in 2018 is there, 23, 25 Senate seats held by Democrats that the Republicans only need to get 8.
Yep.
And then they have they're filibuster proof, and then McConnell could roll them back to the 60 vote rule for everything. How come I see that and I'm not in the Senate?
Well, I think they, when the Democrats were, and they're in disarray still. Remember, I said this a couple shows ago. They don't realize how badly beaten they are. They don't really exist as a cohesive party. They're in gloves. They need to be in mittens. They're in gloves right now. They're so fractured, and I think that sooner or later they're going to say, "Oh crap, I got to run for election in less than 2 years. I better step in line and do something because right now." They are proving to be the worst of Washington, D.C. And everybody's noticing that. And I'm telling you, I don't care who I am. If I didn't elect somebody to be an obstructionist and to make sure nothing gets done, I've had 8 years of that.
That's what
this change is all about.
There's no way I would have followed Harry Reid as the minority leader. No way.
It's amazing that they keep him there.
Well, Schumer has higher aspirations. Reid jumped Durbin to give it to Schumer. Durbin is the one with the seniority. He's the one that's supposed to be that. And Schumer is going to go 0-8 on the cabinet. And he's going to lose with this Supreme Court nominee. I see it. I'm pretty sure everybody else sees it except for the snowflakes and everybody else. I'm sure they're out there thinking their protests are fine. They can wear their little naughty bit hats and everything else, and everybody's paying attention. But that's really not true, is it? I mean, we do know what's going on right now.
Yeah, I think we haven't started laying on the couch and sticking our head in a popcorn bag yet. We're still very active in what's going on because it's a show. It's something different. We've never seen somebody that I was watching. I was up at 4 or 5 o'clock, and so was Donald Trump, because they showed on Fox News, before Fox and Friends, the early show, they showed the kitchen light come on in the White House and said someone's making coffee at 5. And that's the way it should be. And everybody's paying attention now. And even the Democrats on that side, because we truly don't know how many people crossed over and voted for Trump. And I know there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of dissatisfied people, and now they are blatantly blocking everything just because that's what they're going to try to do, and they're going to lose. And I know that common sense people are all looking and saying, you know what? What are you doing? This is our country you're screwing with.
Right. Well, it's never been about country for them now, has it?
No, not. You know, that's a good point. It never has. I'm hopeful that that the America that I know and you know is back, and everybody's going to start pulling together, and they're just going to try to get rid of the dead weight.
We're certainly going to see. I'm waiting for the cabinet to get seated. This thing with Sessions right now, this whole thing with that holdover from the Obama administration, Yates.
Mm-hmm.
That was. I don't know what anybody expected. You don't. When the new regime comes in, and Obama, he's out there bumping his gums too, I swear to God.
Didn't take him long, didn't it? Think about how classy George Bush was, and even Bill Clinton.
Obama is going to become less and less of a factor, I think. I mean, as more people go back to work, and as things begin to, what's actually going on, I think he's going to become less and less relevant.
You know what, Bill, you're absolutely right. So he better get him in right now when he's still relevant, because as the economy gets better and people realize just how bad it is and how much better it's getting, they're not going to want to say two things about him. He'll be Jimmy Carter personified.
Well, no, I think Jimmy Carter now moves up a notch, because I don't think the worst president in history. So
never say never, right?
Well, never say never. And but Carter, Carter never won the Nobel Peace Prize and launched that many nuclear missiles, or not nuclear, cruise missiles.
Cruise missiles. That's true. You know, I was 17 years old, and Ronald Reagan was the first person I had a chance to vote for, and I can remember how miserable at 17 as a high school senior, I had no pride in being an American. At 17, I'm thinking things were that bad.
Yeah, I remember Desert One when they publicized Desert One, and then later on, my military career. I've always wondered why they publicized Desert One, but we're coming up on the end of the hour. Second Call Defense. Go there, join them. Any form of my name gets you the first month for free. We got a lot of things about to happen. If we can ever get out there and test a couple of things, we're going to start putting out some video and everything for you. SecondCallDefense.org. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Hey, thank you, and you're saving the best for last.
We'll see.
I'll be on here listening, so you guys have a good time.
Very good. Coming up next, we're going to simulcast with the Polite Society Podcast. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at aliengearholsters.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.